Iraqi Prime Minister-designate Nouri al-Maliki has until May 21st to submit a cabinet to the Iraqi parliament for approval, but the country's national security advisor, Muwafaq al-Rabai, says an announcement could come sooner than that.
I don't think we are talking about weeks. I think we are talking about a few days.
The Iraqi official told CNN's Late Edition Maliki is putting the final touches on his cabinet, which he said will include what he described as strong and meaningful representation from Iraq's Sunni community. Although the Sunnis only make up about 40% of Iraq's population, they dominated the country under Saddam Hussein. But following his overthrow and the resurgence of the country's 60% Shia population, Sunni political participation has been under question.
Everybody is going to be represented in this national unity government, and this is going to last for another 4 years, and the top priorities for this national unity government is security, economy, stimulation of economy, and also providing services to our people.
Meanwhile, the Iraqi National Security Advisor rejected suggestions that the country should be split into three sections run by Iraq's three dominant ethnic and religious groups, the Shias, the Sunnis, and the Kurds. He said there could be greater autonomy on the local level for some things, but that overall, the country should remain unified.
We need to build a new Iraqism, a new national identity for Iraq. This is a new Iraq based on a democratic, parliamentary, constitutional system, federal system. It has to be completely decentralized and give the decentralized region to run their own affairs, with the exception of defense and foreign affairs and a few other things.
In northern Iraq, the autonomous region of Kurdistan formally unified its two local governments. Meanwhile, car bombs in Baghdad and the Shiite holy city of Karbala killed at least 11 people. The U.S. military in Iraq says the blast in Karbala killed two, which is fewer than earlier reported. Also in Baghdad, police found the bullet-riddled bodies of 42 men. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Washington.